This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal returning home today after completing his participation in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference held in Port Louis, Mauritius. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology initiates steps to improve internet services in Singadarbar. Tamil Street Festival being organized today to mark the eve of the Nepali New Year. And the United States military announces it will begin blockading all Iranian ports. Now the news in detail. Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal is returning home today after completing his participation in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference 2026 held in Port Louis, which is the capital of Mauritius. The three-day conference that was held from 10th of April to 12th of April themed Collective Stewardship for Indian Ocean Governance brought together foreign ministers and senior officials from several countries to discuss regional cooperation, maritime security, climate change and economic connectivity. On the sidelines of the conference, Minister Khanal held bilateral meetings with several foreign counterparts, including those from India, Bhutan and Bangladesh. He met India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, where both sides agreed to strengthen bilateral mechanism, review development cooperation and prepare for upcoming high-level exchanges. Khanal also met Bhutan's foreign minister and Bangladesh's foreign affairs advisor, focusing on regional cooperation, trade facilitation and connectivity issues. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the minister also took part in discussions hosted by the Indian Ocean Commission, where member and observer countries highlighted shared concerns over maritime security and climate risk affecting the region. During the conference, Khanal emphasized that Nepal, though landlocked, remains deeply connected to the Indian Ocean through trade, climate systems and global supply chains. He also highlighted the impact of global instability on Nepal, particularly in terms of fuel prices and the safety of Nepali migrant workers abroad. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has initiated steps to improve internet services in Singadarbar, which is the federal government's main administrative center. The move aims to make connectivity faster, reliable and hassle-free across all offices within the premises. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha has directed the Integrated Data Management Center to strengthen information technology infrastructure and ensure uninterrupted internet service. During a discussion at the ministry, he stressed the service disruptions must not occur and instructed authorities to identify and address potential issues on time. The minister also called for stronger coordination, monitoring and accountability among concerned agencies. He highlighted the effective administration depends on improved digital services and reaffirmed the government's priority on technology-based service delivery. He further directed the deployment of skilled technicians, including from Nepal Telecom, to resolve technical problems swiftly. According to Center Chief Manish Patrai, some offices are facing slow internet and occasional disruptions. Currently, 1 Gbps broadband service is in use, along with an additional 250 Mbps for G-Cloud operations. He said most issues arise from optical fiber damage during construction works and stressed the need for better underground fiber management. The initiative is seen as a key step towards improving digital governance and public service delivery not only inside the premises of Singadarbar but all over the country. A street festival is being held today evening in Tamil, which is a major tourist hub of the federal capital, on the occasion of the eve of the Nepali New Year 2083 Bikram Samvat. The Tamil Street Festival is being organized by the Tamil Tourism Development Council at Tridevi Marga, Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Ward No. 26, with the aim of promoting the Nepali New Year at international level. According to Council Vice Vice President Sahadev Thamala. The festival is intended to highlight Nepal's culture and attract both domestic and foreign visitors. He said 32 stalls will be set up along the street to showcase food and local products. Cultural festivals will begin at 6 p.m. today, featuring traditional performances to welcome the new year. The event will continue until midnight today. Organizers said that a large number of tourists visiting Nepal also traveled to Tamil. A significant presence of both domestic and international visitors is expected during the festival today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The United States military has announced it will begin blockading all Iranian ports on Monday, its latest move to exert pressure on Tehran after marathon peace talks in Pakistan concluded without a deal. In a statement on Sunday evening, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said the blockade would apply to all maritime traffic entering and exiting Iranian ports from 10 a.m. Eastern Time on April 13, that is today. That vehicle that includes vessels of all nations entering or departing Iranian ports and coastal areas, including those on the Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. However, U.S. forces will not impede freedom of navigation for vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports, CENTCOM said in an apparent scaling back from U.S. President Donald Trump's earlier threat to blockade the entire strait and pursue ships are paying tolls to Iran. Meanwhile, oil prices rose back above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia. Today, after talks between U.S. and Iran ended without a new deal, and President Donald Trump said he would blockade Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude was up by 7.3% to $102.30, while West Texas Intermediate was 8.7% higher at $104.94. The failure of negotiations at the weekend has raised concern that the global energy crisis will deepen. The prices of oil plunged well below $100 last Wednesday after Washington and Tehran agreed to a conditional 2-week ceasefire deal that includes the opening of the key Strait of Hormuz trade waterway. The strait through which a fifth of the world's energy shipments pass has become a key flashpoint of the Iran war after Tehran retaliated against the U.S.-Israeli strikes by threatening to attack vessels that tried to use it. Shipments have largely been at standstill since the conflict started on the 28th of February, though some countries like India and Malaysia have negotiated safe passage for their vessels. The disruption has led to energy prices surging around the world. The U.S.-Iran talks were watched closely for signs that disruptions to oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz would ease soon. However, that has not happened. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy, especially in the Himalayan region of the country, including the hilly region of Kosi province. The hilly region will be partly cloudy all across the country, and the Tarai region will have fair weather. There is possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province, as well as in the Himalayan regions of the rest of the provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal returning home today after completing his participation in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference held in Port Louis, Mauritius. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology initiates steps to improve internet services in Singhalabar. Tamil Street Festival being organized today to mark the eve of the Nepali New Year 2083 Bikram Sambat. And the United States military has announced it will begin blockading all Iranian ports. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.